Do you have your team creating your EOS for you at this point?
Yes and no. She has full reign as long as I have final say, right? So she has full reign. I tell her generally what I want. If I'm writing something, I'm writing it. So if I'm writing a letter from the heart to talk about my son, my pregnant wife, something like that, I'm writing it, she's making it look pretty, and sending it. But if it's just a simple, we sold this, like the one you saw in the book this morning, I literally told her, I want 124 Blackburn to say, sold in 1 week, and I want it to go to all these people. And that was all I did. The next day, I had one on my desk. How does that look? Awesome. Thank you. Next.
Okay, so how many of you are sitting in the audience right now thinking, I could never let go of that? Just be honest. It's a small group in here. Thank you for being honest. You're sitting there going, oh my God, if I let go of that, then I lose control and somebody else. Guys, you got to get out of your own way. Well, you get the last say on it. So if you're concerned about a proofreading mistake, everything comes across my desk. I write my own letter from the heart and two people proof it. Because, guys, I don't claim to be an English major. My clients know I'm not an English major. It doesn't have to be perfect, but I do want a couple eyes on it before it goes out. It's the same thing with the EOS. I never even know what the topic of the EOS is until I proof it. Because what happens is my team surveys everybody. Do you guys, are you surveying everybody? Well, how hard can it be to take a survey and turn it into an EOS? I mean, I'm on Alan's list, and so I see all of his. So you survey your clients, and they say, oh my gosh, we had our house listed with ABC, and I just put we had our house listed with another agent, and it didn't sell, and you came in and were honest and told us to reduce the price and match the market, and it sold in the first week. That's your EOS. Why are you trying to overthink it? If you're surveying your clients, your EOS are that easy. And if your team is competent and they're there, they can come up with the paragraph. You bless it and it goes out. You do have to trust them, but at the end of the day, it's you're going to have the final say. So if it's a mess, you can go, this is a hot mess, and send it back to them. But if it's a hot mess every time it comes to you, it might be the wrong person managing your marketing or being your RP1.
And also on that note, when you're micromanaging, you're taking their power away. You're setting them up to have to check in with you every single detail instead of letting them fly with it at the end of the day.
And then, Christy, you're working 80 hours a week and you're French fried and you're calling me in tears as your coach. But you brought me a great bracelet, so it's okay. Yes, Miss Rita.
Well, the other thing is, as you time block and you make these schedules, I see this happen because I have done this myself. Okay, so now you've got it in your schedule. It's time to write the letter of the heart. And you're like, I can't write that. I've got to go take care of this contract. A contract beats that. Okay, well, that's because you waited till the last day, right, John? So now you're not doing what they need to fulfill their calendar. It doesn't get done. And then you say, my assistant's just not doing their job. Well, guess what? You didn't even give them the tool they need. So I love Alan's. It's simple. But you have to be the person and the leader to turn in what they need to get that job done, or we have failed ourselves. How many times did you say, well, I just really don't feel like it. I could just do that on Monday. And I've said, no, I have to do this schedule, because if I do it all, I know I'm going to hit all my numbers this week, this month, this year. And that's how you got to make the switch from being the twitchy, I'm changing my mind salesperson, to I'm going to be the person that works in a time block and have a happy team, right?
So back to the mirror. How many of you need to go and put a mirror on your computer and you have to look at yourself? Do you remember Rick made us do that a couple of years ago? And I think I made some of my students, maybe Julie, did I make you do that? Rick made me do it, and then I, assigned it to my coaching students. But he said, put a mirror on your computer. And it was about this big, and I put it on there. And he's like, watch yourself when you're talking to your clients. Are you like this? Hey, how's it going? Or you're like, hey, right? Now I have a headset, and I pace. When I talk, have you noticed? I can't talk if you tie my hands behind my back. But you feel my energy even if you're on the phone with me. If you don't see me, you still got to feel that energy. So when I'm sitting behind the desk, y'all, when I'm coaching you, I'm pacing, I'm walking up down the hall, I'm going to the bathroom, washing my hands. Because if I sit still, I'm boring. I'm boring. You guys, we're all the same way. Stand up. When you make your calls, get some energy. Move around, get a headset. But some of you need to go home and put a mirror up there on your computer. And the next time you go, oh, my assistant sucks, you might should look in the mirror and go, might be me. Right? No. Can everybody relate? All right, so let's take a couple seconds. I want you to write down or circle two things that you picked up that you're going to go home and delegate to your RP1 right now. Guys, if you take the two things from segment one and the two things from segment two and you delegate four things off of you when you get home, you'll have at least an hour back in your schedule that you could prospect.
So who here thinks they've got an hour back in their day? Back in their week?
At least. Yeah. Oh, Tom's got 5 hours. Cool. Awesome.
Hey, guys, the one thing I want to say before Kendra goes into our perfect work week, after the last few summits, I've gotten back into the office, and I've sat down the first day, and I am jacked up. I have a list of 15 things that we are going to change, and we are going to change them today. Don't overwhelm your team. What I like to do now is literally have that list of 15. Go ahead, have it prioritized for which ones you want to get done first, and then tell your team, this is my vision. This is what I see us doing in this semester. We're going to start with number one. Once we master number one, let's go to number two. We'll master number two, then we'll go to number three. So it's not overwhelming, because I think what happens is we get so inundated with so much great information at these events that we go back and want to install every bit of it now. But we understand that if we try and do that, it's going to be just like if we go into your office and go, all right, I need a listing file, a buyer file, and two other listing files. So just I'll have that ready for me. Okay, bet. It's the same thing, guys. Have a plan. Show them the plan and stick to it.
Great advice. Great advice.